This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Malaysian counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, in New Delhi today. Both sides are expected to sign a number of agreements following the talks. Mr. Modi will also host a luncheon in his honour. Later in the day, Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on the President, Draupadi Murmu, at Rashtrapati Bhavan. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will call on Prime Minister Ibrahim. The Malaysian Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi last night on a three-day state visit to India. This is his first visit to India as the Prime Minister. External Affairs Ministry said, India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. The bilateral relationship was elevated to the status of enhanced strategic partnership in 2015 during the visit of Prime Minister Modi. MEA said, as both countries enter the second decade of enhanced strategic partnership next year, the visit of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim would pave way for further strengthening of India-Malaysian bilateral ties by charting out a multi-sectoral cooperation agenda for the future. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between the Defence Minister and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said, it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. The Secretary said, in Warsaw, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He said Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, and will call on President Andrzej Duda. The Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community, business leaders and prominent Indologists in Warsaw. Mr. Modi will also visit memorials that commemorate the special relation of Poland with Jamnagar and Kolhapur. Mr. Lal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said, it is also a landmark and a historic visit since this will be the first time an Indian Prime Minister will be visiting Ukraine in more than 30 years since the diplomatic relations were established. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality. The finance minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Suryaghar and PM Vishwakarma schemes. During deliberations on the deposit mobilization, Ms. Sitharaman stated that while the credit growth has picked up, mobilization of deposits could further be improved to fund the credit growth sustainably. She asked banks to make concerted efforts to garner deposits by conducting special drives. The Union Finance Minister advised that issues of cybersecurity should be seen from a systemic perspective and emphasized that a collaborative approach between banks, government, regulators and security agencies is needed to put in place necessary mitigants against cyber risk. Reserve Bank of India has announced stringent new guidelines aimed at curbing malpractices and protecting investor interests. The fresh regulations, effective immediately, prohibit P2P platforms from assuming credit risk, offering credit enhancements or guarantees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday interacted with the Indian contingent which will participate in the Paris Paralympics, which will begin on 28th of this month. During the interaction, which was held through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the athletes are going to Paris as flag bearers of India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.